RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com.
And by Progressive Insurance. When you sign up for an RV policy, you can also sign up for total loss replacement, optional protection that replaces your new RV with a current model if it's declared a total loss in the first 2 years. Get a quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. Our southern correspondents are Keith and Tia Sims of SoulfulRVFamily.com. Keith is a retired NFL star and current television commentator for the Miami Dolphins. He and his wife Tia are RV fanatics and spend much of the off-season exploring America in their Newmar Class A.
Welcome to the show, Keith and Tia.
Welcome back, guys.
Thank you so much. Hi.
Hi. How you doing these days?
We're good.
Doing good. Looking forward to camping with you guys again at some point.
It's coming up. All right. So last time on episode number 18, you took us to the Nashville KOA in Nashville, Tennessee. This week, where are you taking us to?
Well, this week it's going to be pretty interesting because I think anybody who's listening to podcasts is probably pretty RV crazy. And if you're pretty RV crazy, not only do you listen to podcasts, you watch every possible RV show out there. And this campground has been featured on Travel Channel's Big Time RV. We are going to take you to Lazy Days RV Resort this week.
Such a fascinating place in the world of RV culture, right?
It really is. I mean, it's got something for everybody there. You got a resort, you've got the service center, you've got the sales center. I mean, it's almost like an RV wonderland.
All right. So just orient us geographically. Where are we in the great state of Florida?
It is located 6210 Country Road. It's actually in Sefner, Florida, which is actually 14 miles east of Tampa, right off I-4. You cannot miss it.
Now, is this a Good Sam, or are there any kind of membership discounts for this, or is this totally a just private, independent campground?
It is a private, independent campground tied to the RV dealership. They only give two types of discounts. One, if you bought an RV from there, you'll get a 10% discount off of camping. The other is military, which I certainly appreciate everybody give a military discount.
That's crafty on that. Like, if you buy an RV here, we'll give you 10% off. So if you camp there for like the next 10,000 nights, you could earn your money back.
You certainly could. And we can talk about their Crown Club a little bit later.
Okay, because
I've heard of that. Yes, let's not forget.
Thing. All right, we'll get back to that. All right. Now, from what I've seen on TV and from what I've read about this place, it seems almost like a city. It seems really big. Is that true?
Well, we didn't feel like it was too big. It does have 300 full hookup 50-amp sites. So if you think that's a large campground, then but I tell you, it has a small, almost small town kind of feel. There is everything you could possibly want and need there with the RV dealership, the service. There's two restaurants, one on site where the campground is, another you take a little cute little trolley over to the dealership. So as far as we were concerned, it almost felt like a little small town you're in rather than an RV campground.
Is it literally right next door to the dealership, or are they like across the highway or anything like that?
They are across the parking lot from each other. It's really, really convenient. You could actually literally walk from one to the other.
Do you feel like a lot of people that are there staying at the campground are there because of the RV dealership, or do they feel like kind of two different worlds?
I think it's a pretty nice campground if you want to be and visit in the Tampa area. So it's centrally located for that. If you're having any kind of service issues, you can stay there and get your, you know, obviously your RV worked on there, or buy accessories. You know, so I think you have a mixture of both places.
All right, how much does it cost to camp here?
Well, you know, that's pretty interesting. It starts about $36 a day, $36 to $39 in off-peak hours, and up to about $69. We actually stayed there during partially during the Tampa RV show, or the Florida Super Show, I guess, and that was about $69 a night. So obviously in holiday season and peak, it gets up there. But other than that, I thought it was pretty reasonable for a full hookup 50-amp site at $39 or $49.
Now, if I remember correctly, you guys learned the hard way that reservations ahead of time are a good idea here, right?
Yeah, this is one of those places where if you're around holidays, particularly the Super Show, the Florida Super Show, which is in January, it is difficult to get reservations. But off-season, it's pretty easy. But if you're going to go, and we'll save that for our little tips, we'll tell you where you want to stay inside the resort, and that's where the reservations will definitely come in.
All right, you're stringing us along here. All right, so then let's dive into some of the details about this campground. What kind of amenities are we going to find here?
You're going to find a heated, covered pool with a nice patio area. It's got tennis courts. It's got two doggy runs, actually a doggy run and a doggy obstacle course near the entrance. It's got a rally center. We were actually there twice this year so far, once for the Tampa Super Show and one for a full-time family rally, and a beautiful rally center with an on-site restaurant, kids' playground. And then we'll talk about the dealership. Again, full-service dealership with a full-service, brand-new 20,000 square feet part store. You can go in and get sewer hose to freshly baked cookies.
Oh, my gosh. What a combo. I love that. I want
what
both.
What is in the mind of this man that he like?
That's
like,
exactly
I can
how
get
I would
a sewer
think.
Hose and a cookies. Cookie.
I'm actually not sure, and you might want to edit that out.
No, we're leaving Never. It. We're leaving it. Now, Keith, you've said before that, you know, a lot of campgrounds throw around that word resort. Mm-hmm. So do you really think that this place is truly a resort? Does it really fit the bill?
I think it certainly has all the amenities that you're looking for in a resort. When you check-in process is pretty easy. It's spacious. And one of the things that I really like about Lazy Days is they give you meal vouchers. So you check in for 4 days. They're going to give you 4 days of meal vouchers.
What, for breakfast and lunch.
Two per person. So you've got an opportunity to save some money there. And it's really actually not bad. Now, I wouldn't say I would eat there every single day, but the lunches are better than the breakfasts. They're actually pretty good.
Wow. Like, so what kind of, like, deli kind of style, or is it bar and grill kind of style?
They had everything from pizzas to chicken sandwiches to you can get a fresh salad there. So it was definitely a variety.
I think that's kind of an unusual and nice perk.
Well, everything
there.
About this is unusual. This is a pretty unique place in America. I mean, the only other place I can think of like this is Lazy Days in Tucson, Arizona, that has the KOA campground right next door.
Yeah, that's their sister store in Arizona. And I think they do a really good job on the service at the campground. I think if you go there, you're going to enjoy yourself. And like I said, it's centrally located, so you'll be able to explore the Tampa Bay area without having to venture too far away from the campground.
What about organized activities?
Well, most of the time we were there, there was two or three rallies going on. There's enough space to have that many people there and host different activities. As far as campground activities, that's one place I'd say is a little bit lacking. Yes, I said the pool, and they have the playground and the tennis courts and all those things, but I don't think they go out of their way necessarily to quote-unquote entertain you with activities.
Is that partly because there's maybe not a lot of kids there because it's people who are seriously RV shopping and it's more of an adult-type campground, or is that not really a fair assessment?
Well, I think the two times we were there for the Tampa Super Show, and there may have been a very few amount of kids. Right. That, you know, that time of year, you're going to get a lot of Florida snowbirds down there as well, taking advantage of the good weather. And the second time, we kind of took over the place. When you're talking about full-time family, you had over 100 kids roaming around. So there were plenty of kids that time.
Okay.
and it worked out well. I mean, it worked out well for the rally, right? It sounds like they have good rally facilities.
Yes, they do. Indoor rally facilities. They have outdoor space for us. I mean, it was, and again, when I talk about that site specific, we actually lucked out and we got the same exact site both times.
Amazing.
And it was a great, great site and a great location at the end of the street, a little cul-de-sac, and all the kids came to play. And you could feel, I brought my chair outside, my rig, sat down, just let the kids just go to town on their scooters and their bikes. It was perfect.
All right. Now, our correspondent, Carrie Cox, also loves an end site, right? So we know that that's a really good score sometimes. But let's talk more about the sites in general. You had that great site. What other kind of site options are there here?
Oh, there's something for everyone. Now, I did hear some people complain when you get close to the road. There's a lot of road construction going on, and there's sites along the wall, the entrance. I would stay away from them right now. They're actually near the doggy obstacle course and near the playground. I would stay away from the wall sites. But anything interior, you're gonna have plenty of space to not hear the road construction noise. The Dolphin Drive, which we were talking about, that end of the cul-de-sac, was 259 to 271. Any of those sites in there are perfect. And if you have a dog, the opposite end of that street, you could be 221 to 234, and it's right next to the dog run. So if you don't want to walk long to walk your dog, I would stay on that end.
Now, you say you stayed on Dolphin Drive?
Yeah, amazing that. that's amazing.
Was that named after the Miami Dolphins or just like after dolphins?
I don't know. It's Florida. I didn't even think about that we stayed on Dolphin Drive.
But I did see there was like a Seminole Drive or Seminole Road, so could be.
Pull-throughs, back-ends, shade, no shade?
Shade everywhere. The sites are spacious, except that they still feel a little bit tight. Again, our site, and I'm going to give my site number, and nobody better book it if I'm going there. Site 266, wonderful corner back, and we had plenty of space, two or three trees for some shade, and we could park our Suburban right in front of them. All these sites are pretty not that deep, so you're going to have to park your car almost in the street in front of your RV. But still, we felt like we had plenty of space to move around, have our chairs, and sit outside our RV.
Well, it doesn't get any more insider details than for you to give us the actual site number of your site, so we appreciate that. But
just
we're also,
don't book it.
I know. We're also going to give you the opportunity to tell us any other insider details you have.
Absolutely. Well, remember right now, and I don't know how long this construction is going on right now, but it's quite a pain. You get off I-4, the traffic backs up. You literally are, maybe a half a mile or a quarter mile off the highway to get there. So allow yourself a little bit of extra time when you're exiting Lazy Days or you're entering Lazy Days to get through that traffic pattern. The good thing is there's a Travel America, there's a Pilot J right outside your front door. So if you need to fuel up, you got fuel stops right in front of you.
And that's a convenient fuel stop for someone in a big rig, I would imagine.
Yes, we with a big rig, especially when you're towing, you always need to go to Pilot J's or the TA's, Travel America's, because they have the big diesel bays for you to pull in.
Now, at the beginning of this segment, you mentioned the club, right? If you buy an RV at Lazy Days, you enter into, what's the name of the club?
It is called the Crown Club. You have to buy a certain level to get into the Crown Club. But if you do, and it's usually a Class A, I don't know the price level, but they have exclusive benefits such as premium RV service, extra, you don't pay for the training classes, the driving courses. They have exclusive salespeople who've been in the business over 30 years to give you the extra service. I mean, it's incredible. Now, we didn't buy there, and they don't sell our brand Newmar's there yet. I got on them about that, but hopefully someday soon they will.
You want to be in that club.
Who wouldn't want to be in a club like that?
I want to be in the Crown Club. But as a travel trailer owner, I don't think I have a chance.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get there. So nobody's perfect. Is there anything that you feel, a small tweak, a minor change, something that would make this campground really sing?
Well, for me, with the construction going on and we had the kids with us, it was very inconvenient to actually have to either catch the tram, which was okay, but there were so many people there. Both times we were there, you had to wait for a long period of time. The tram came about every 20 minutes. So we decided to drive from the campground to the dealership, but you literally have to drive out into the road in construction and then go down one street, which is less than a tenth of a mile, turn through construction to get into the dealership. Now, you could literally drive through the used RV lot, but they had it gated off. So I would think that due to the construction, they would have been a little bit more flexible, understanding people and let people drive back and forth. And
maybe you'll see a used RV that you like. I mean, come on. What's the problem with driving through the used lot?
I mean, that's why they want you to go. The tram goes through the used car lot, you know. But
really slowly.
Yes.
Take a look at your surroundings.
Right.
Does the tram drive in like circles around the really expensive Class A's as well?
No, I don't think it does that necessarily. It does take you over by the parts store too. So if you happen to need that sewer hose or you're in the mood for
a cookie.
Now, you know, New Jersey's not the greatest for RV culture. So this is like, this sounds like Disney World to me. I mean, this is so exciting. There's like nothing like this around us. It's very unique.
It was really great. A lot of fun. Even the restaurant on site, it's called Exit 10. And it looks like an RV. When you're standing outside, you see the rear of a Class A and you go inside the building and you can look in the front window of a Class A windshield and look into the restaurant. So they carry that theme of RVing all through the entire resort.
All right, you guys. Well, thank you so much for that review of Lazy Days RV Resort in Florida. We are going to be back in a minute, and we are going to talk about all the activities and attractions in this beautiful area of Florida. Stay tuned. Generations of family fun. It's what Jayco's founder, Lloyd Bontrager, set out to provide nearly 50 years ago when he started the company on the family farm in 1968.
Today, Jayco, the world's largest privately owned RV manufacturer, is still focused on providing a way for families to create lasting memories.
From camping trailers to gas Class A motorhomes and everything in between, you'll find that Jayco offers the most standard features and the best warranty in the industry, giving you the value you want and the peace of mind you deserve.
Visit your local Jayco dealer or jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are here with Keith and Tia Sims from SoulfulRVFamily.com, and they just gave us a great review of the Lazy Days RV Resort in Florida. Now it's time to talk about activities and to talk about food. So, Tia, get us started.
So we're in Central Florida, and I feel like this is like the theme park capital of the world. You've got Disney World in Orlando. Now we're in Tampa, and you've got Busch Gardens and Legoland. And I don't know if you've heard about Legoland. There are several Legolands in, you know, across the country. They have Legoland Discovery Centers, which we have here in Atlanta, which are small little indoor Lego places. I don't know what you would kind of categorize that as. If they sell Legos, they give the kids a variety of Lego activities to do.
I don't know. I just loved Legoland, a theme park built around Legos.
Yes.
I see more.
So the Legoland in Tampa is a Legoland resort, which is a full-blown theme park complete with rides, water park, and just endless Legos. It's amazing. Our kids absolutely had a blast.
I've heard parents say, Tia, that they really, a lot of kids have more fun at Legoland than at Disney. I know that sounds like, you know, heresy, but
it's hard
people
to believe.
Love it, right?
Yeah, they really do. And my kids are definitely into Legos, so they were in hog heaven here. Now, This is definitely a theme park. There were rides, and I really didn't know what to expect when we got there, and I really didn't expect the prices. I mean, it's kind of commiserate with Disney, but not on a Disney level. It's $67 for kids and up, and adult tickets start at about $74.
Eek!
Yeah.
Well, that Dollywood, too, was floating around that.
Yeah.
You know.
So, but worth it?
Definitely, definitely worth it. We walked into that park as soon as the gates opened, and we closed that park down.
Yes, we did. Now, it does close earlier. I think it closed around 5 o'clock or so.
Yeah,
but still, the kids, especially anybody who has boys or anybody into Legos, will absolutely love it.
Did it hit the sweet spot for a certain age with your boys? Was it better for the younger, the older, or was pretty much everybody happy?
Everyone was thrilled. Now, remember, we travel occasionally with my nephew, who's 13 years old, and he is a Lego maniac. he enjoyed several different places where they were able to build their own Lego creations.
The Lego race cars.
Yeah.
But the age question, I think it was, if you have a child maybe getting that 14, 15, 16 range, I think you're starting to age out of Lego land,
unless they're into Legos.
Yeah, unless they're into Legos.
Yeah, but at that age, they don't like anything, so.
Including mom and dad.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Just are dragging them everywhere you go. All right, so what else are we going to do when we're staying at Lazy Days?
Well, there is, you know, our kids always love to hit a museum. And we will not disappoint you on this end. There is a Museum of Science and Industry they call MOSI that is there in Tampa, and it was fabulous. The kids enjoyed the planetarium because they're so into planets. And there was a gentleman. He kind of leads you through this journey through space, and it was just fabulous. There's a outdoor ropes course and zip line. Now, there's a minimum height of 42 inches, but weather permitting, because it's outside, this is an extraordinary option. There is an additional cost to that on top of the admission, but it's definitely well worth it.
Now, Tia, you mentioned that you had a membership to a science museum.
Absolutely, right. Absolutely.
Was and this covered?
Yes.
Ooh,
totally covered. So we walked in free of charge.
It was great. If you have a local, you don't even need to have a local science museum. You can go online and look around the country, pick a science museum, but look for the membership that has a reciprocal program, whether it's the ASTC or the AZA, and it'll tell you, you get a list of NARM, where you'll get a list of a couple hundred different children's museums or zoos or aquariums that you pay one annual fee for a family membership, usually between $100, maybe $150, and you get either 50% off entry or 100% off. And we've usually gotten 100% off wherever we've gone.
Yeah, that's great. And you know what another thing is? When you're getting that free entry from one membership price, it makes it a little easier to splurge on the extras.
Yes, it does.
Oh, absolutely. We had lunch there. We're typically, if we spend that much money, we're like, okay, we'll just leave for lunch and we'll come back. No, we were able to eat lunch there. Very satisfied with the lunch. The lunch was actually, I believe, organic.
Wow.
Yeah, the cafeteria there was.
It was actually, the kids had pizza and chicken nuggets, but they were organic. It was really, really interesting thing to see inside of a science museum.
Now, is this in downtown Tampa, or is it more on the outskirts?
No, it was actually, you have to drive 14 miles east to get to Lazy Days of Tampa. So this was about maybe 10 miles further east than that.
All right. So where else are we going to hang out while we're staying at the Lazy Days?
Before we move off of this science.
Oh, sorry.
There were lots of hands-on activities and interactive activities for the kids, but the best thing there for my kids was a news weather room. Oh. And our kids were able to do a skit, which they tracked a hurricane that was about to make landfall. And the staff there does such a wonderful job coaxing them through these interviews. It was hilarious.
Oh, it was incredible. One, I think KJ was the principal of the school, and he had to excuse the kids. You had, you know, Jason was behind the weather desk, and then Justin was, I forgot what Justin was doing.
He was emergency.
Oh, that's right.
He was the emergency management director. And that's our four-year-old. So that was entertaining.
Are you watching this up on a screen too, or are they just acting it out?
We're watching it on a screen, and you can, you know, look to the left and you can see Justin acting out this whole thing. This four-year-old with a serious face, like he was really doing something up there. It was awesome.
And they have the green screen behind the kids, so they're showing the storm behind them when you look at the screen. It was really pretty neat.
We've had fun at Legoland. We got some education.
I know. I'm so educated now. What am I going to do for
fun? I'm hungry. I don't know about you.
I bet you're hungry. So Tampa is famous for a lot of things. If you ask any foodie where the hot spot to eat is, they will point you to Ybor City. Ybor City is well known for its nightlife, party atmosphere, cigars, which I just found out, and the food. They've got gastropubs and seafood joints and farm-to-table restaurants and tapas bars. I mean, you name it, Tampa's got it.
And it's almost got, I mean, like a little bit of a French Quarter atmosphere. I mean, maybe not all the way French Quarter, but it definitely has that party atmosphere.
Absolutely.
So what are your favorite places to eat here?
You know.
I'm playing dumb.
Right. Columbia Restaurant.
And for our listeners, we all ate there together. So that's why we're pretending
you guys
to
ate
interview
there twice,
you.
Didn't you?
We ate there back-to-back nights. We enjoyed it so much.
Yes, we did. Yes,
all right,
we
so why did you guys go back-to-back nights at Columbia Restaurant?
Well, I definitely want to share that this is the oldest restaurant in Florida. It is over 100 years old, and it's been owned by the original family since its opening. But if you remember, I don't know if this was your favorite part, but they had those individually wrapped hot bread. Oh, before your dinner, they serve you this hot bread and this wrapped paper. It was delicious. They are also known for their paella. And what I had the first night was probably the most extraordinary dish that I've had in a while, and that's the shrimp criollo. This was sauteed shrimp in olive oil and had plantains and potatoes. And I'm from South Florida. I lived there for a great deal of my life. And some good Spanish food just sits well with my soul.
And the ambiance and the architecture, it's all really, really nice there, right?
It's amazing. It's amazing.
It's a must-visit place. If you're going to Lazy Days, if you're going to be in Tampa, Florida, you ask anyone where I need to go, and they'll say, you got to go to Columbia.
Yeah, it's an experience.
And you need reservations here, right? I mean, from what I remember, the first night, we couldn't get in.
Till late. Definitely. We were too hungry.
Or they
wait.
Gave us the, yeah, they said, oh, we can take you at 10. It was 7. We're like, that's not happening.
Definitely, especially if you're going on a weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Listen, Ybor City is a hot spot, and everybody who's anybody wants to be there on the weekend. So you better make sure that you make reservations wherever you're going.
All right. So we know that Columbia is at the top of the list. Where else should somebody try if they, you know,
you
need a second
Columbia.
Night out?
Well, there's another place, Charlie's Steakhouse, and it's like a mini chain in the Florida area. But they have the best, well, they're touted as having the best steaks in Tampa. Now, I haven't tried every steak in Tampa, so I can't say. But they have grain-fed beef that is seasoned, they say, for 30 hours before they put that on that flame grill to serve it up to you. So I'm definitely going to make sure that we hit that a couple of times the next time we get to Tampa.
All right, that'll be at the top of people's
Now, if
list.
You're there for the Florida RV Super Show, you don't want to go to Columbia then, right? Because it's like, I don't even think they're open.
Because
Jeremy doesn't want there to be a rush. He wants to be able to get in and get his nice table.
Yeah. Nobody think it's open. We'll scope it out for you listeners and then report back and
we'll let you know about how that's going. All right. Is there anything else that you can recommend in this area? Or have you covered all of your top picks?
Well, let me tell you, if you're going to the Tampa area, please do yourself a favor and always check for the local events, because there's always something happening. There's always some festivals and cultural things that are going on. One of such being Gasparilla, which happens every January. And it's a hoot. If you love dressing up as a pirate, this is the festival for you. It's pirates and boats and ahoy matey.
And all the local crews, right? They all perform in the parade.
Max and Thea our boys would love that. They love dressing up
amazing.
As pirates.
Mm-hmm. I want to get to that.
All right, anything else about the campground, about Tampa, and anything else we didn't cover?
I would say if you're going to be there for a while, you might consider getting the Tampa City Pass. That includes Busch Garden Mission, the Florida Aquarium, the Tampa Zoo, the Clearwater Marine Aquarium. So if you want something else to do and try to cut expenses, try the City Pass. And that rotates through. You know, they change those venues every year or so.
Okay, so that's a good option. If you're going to try to do everything in the area, that might save you a few bucks.
Yeah, and you can always head to the beach and just relax as well. It's not that far away. You're in Tampa. You might as well hit the Gulf side and check it out.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds really good to me. Thank you guys so much. That was an excellent review.
Thank you for that review.
And I'm excited for our return to Tampa.
Yeah, and thank you so much for that review of Lazy Days RV Resort in East Tampa, Florida. And thank you also to Jayco for sponsoring Campground of the Week. To see their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And where can they visit you, Keith and Tia?
Well, you can find us on every social media out there, Pinterest, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Soulful RV Family, and our blog at soulfulrvfamily.com.
All right. All of our listeners will see you there.
Thank you both. See you at the campground.
Campground of the Week is happy to make your road tripping experience even better with RV travel tips sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Before taking your pet on a long-distance road trip, get them acclimated to traveling by taking shorter trips. It'll help them get used to the sudden movements and noises of being on the road. Be patient. It can take several weeks for them to feel comfortable. And that's just another way Progressive has you covered while you're out on the road.
Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.